Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the Eletrobras teleconference to know the results regarding the third quarter of 2016. Everybody participating will just be listening to the presentation. Thereafter, we will have a Q&A session. We remind you that this presentation is available in the PPT at the website of Eletrobras Investor Relations. Before we continue, everything that will be said in this teleconference in regards to the business perspectives, projections, operational goals are the beliefs of the board of directors of Eletrobras based on information available to the company. These do not ensure performance because we have certainties and uncertainties that might influence the results. Investors should understand that economic issues and other operational issues might influence the results in the future. Now, I give the word to the speakers. Mr. Armando Cavalcanti de Araújo, Director of Investor Relations, and Wilson Ferreira, President of Eletrobras. Mr. Wilson Ferreira, please. Good afternoon to you all. All of you that are here for this conference of the third quarter, I go to the third page. We have the highlights of the third quarter 2016. Some very important issues of our results. We're not going to get into the details. You can see them. The operational revenue net over 33 billion reais, influenced by the LDS capitalization. It had an impact in the result over 17 billion reais. We have a set of provisions totaling more than 4 billion reais. We have contracts that still had liabilities and new investments in equipment. The reversion of the provision in regards to the judicial issues, judicial process that we're going through, almost 400, because we also have an update, monetary update of these shares of around 75 billion. The company reaches 23 billion reais in this semester. I also highlight the negative result of 1 billion reais due to the variation in the exchange rate and stabilization of the renewed concessions. These adjusted 18.2 billion, the investments in this trimester, 4 billion reais. We have a budget that is predicted for 2016. We have an installed capacity of 600 megawatts, so we have more than 45,000 mega. We have the power plant of Belo Monte, and we have 69,500 kilometers of sheriffs. We will also detail the new director, board of directors. We have a conformity board of directors. At the beginning of this quarter, we will align the control of our distributing companies. I was talking to the team about this result. To facilitate the understanding of this result, especially by the analysts, page 4. We have the reported value in the first line. 3 main elements, net revenue. And below, we have the managerial result of the company. Once we have done the non-recurring IFIs, we would have a better idea to the analysts about what is the result, recurring result of the company. The results are, since we talked about the net revenue, 25 billion reais, a growth, a variation, the variation was 33 billion, the growth in the second trimester in the last year, we have an addition of 25 billion showing that the accounting of LES, actually the results that were reported, are strongly affected for this accounting of RDSE, totaling 26.75. We reach 11 billion, so a loss that is equivalent to the last trimester or quarter. This report, we have a credit in the revenues reaching 17 billion, a growth of 69 billion. The EBITDA of the company, an addition of 656, totaling 948 million reais. And the loss of the company, based in a recurring base, it increases to 281 billion, reaching a total loss of 871 million reais. The adjustments between the reported line and the managerial line are shown below. There is an important effect of the accounting of the RBS in the total of 25 billion. This is the net revenue, EBITDA, and etc. The contingencies, a total of 596 billion in the last trimester. This is the net revenue. The contracts, especially Avangra. These variations allow us to have a comparison and get to the manager results. Page 5, just to remind you of the decisions that we've made at the General Assembly, where we did not approve the concession of the 6 distributors, where Eletrobras and Swiss and the controller, Swiss controller, at Acre, Rondônia, Boa Vista, Roraima, and Amazonas Energia. All 6 were not continued. We approved at this assembly the transfer of the actionary control, shareholding control of Eletrobras associated to the bids in these concessions up until the December 31st, 2617. The transfer of the shareholding control will observe the rules of PND, will be framed in the PND. Eletrobras will be a service provider, a temporary service provider, until the end of this period, until 2017 again, where we imagine that there will be a transferring in the shareholding control, and in this period, the services will be done in a way that we have a revenue that is adequate and that will allow to have a cash flow minus the investments of reposition investments and the any other values, we will have the possibility of receiving these resources from sectorial funds, not just RGR and CDE. It's predicted that throughout this period, we will have a sales process that is clearer for every one of the bids. We have until 31 of August of 2017 to do the enrollment. We have the tariffs of each concessionary. We have the adjustments, but until the end of August, we will have a revision of all the issues involving the bid. We are accelerating our work in the process of expediting the concessions, eliminating any sort of loss of cash flow in a way that we can get a value. We can recognize the debts that these companies have with the Eletrobras Group. And once we have done that, we will. Our A plan is that we do the privatization of these concessions until the end of 2017. If we do not have any success in this public bid, the privatization, we will have their liquidation. Now, we go to the results, the managerial results. Page 6. It's important to see that the decision that was made, it puts Eletrobras at its natural location. I will explain this. The state companies have more difficulties to operate with the distributors because of known issues. First, distributing companies, they are entities that predict reinvestment that is daily in their operations. So thereafter, they have a compromise with productivity, quality, losses that are reviewed every tariff cycle, every 4 years. The state concessionaries have more difficulty to review contracts, to mobilize and reduce the number of employees. These are situations that can influence our results. That is different from a private concessionary. The activities of generation and transmission, where Eletrobras is the biggest company of generation and transmission in Latin America, one of the biggest in the world and one of the biggest in Latin America. And we see that our results, manager results, that I can see in the second line, and we can see the importance of this decision. Instead of having a growth of 2% in the net revenues, we've grown 8%, $3.071 billion, the EBITDA of the company in this quarter. We have seen the effects recurring of RBSE. We have a growth in EBITDA, $1 billion. And we should have had a profit when comparing to the same quarter of last year. Obviously, we have these results when we adjust or eliminate the consolidated results of our distributing companies that are referenced in this lower part of the page, where you can see the impacts, especially these on the second quarter. These companies, on the next year and a half, we have to improve their performance. And we have the managerial line with the distributors. We are focusing in the management of Eletrobras and the activities to generate production, where we are the biggest, but we are still not the best. But it will be briefly, according to the directives that we will share with you now at the end of this presentation. Well, page 7. We have our consolidated net revenue, total revenue, the business of generation, transmission of energy. You can see the importance, naturally, of the transmission activity in the accounting of RBSE. I would like to highlight that on par with this is a growth of the net revenue from 2015 to 2016. In the activity of generation of energy, we've had, in the first line, a small drop to 4%, and obviously take into account that the macroeconomic scenario should be taken into account. In distributing activity, we've had a growth, and we've had EBITDAs that are positive, revenues that are positive. We had a first semester that is very well influenced by the accounting of RBSE in the area of transmission. Anyways, we have the consolidation of our business, the consolidation of our business in this recent semester, and we've had this influence on the transmission business. You can see a participation that is much larger of the activity in the transmission activity, and we can clearly see that we have a repetition. We have 21% of the segment in generation, 70% transmission, and this configuration of one-third, two-thirds will be not maintained when we are focused exclusively in transmission. Page eight, we have the RBSE, and you can see its registration, and we have each of the four concessionaires of Eletrobras, CESP, Eletronorte, Eletrosul, and Furnas. We have the 7 billion, the historic balance. Due to the Directive 120, we have an addition of 25 billion. Here, we have to highlight that out of the four companies, CESP, Eletrosul, and Furnas, have had their values homologated by ANEEL. In the case of Eletronorte, we are based in the interactions that we had with ANEEL, and we hope that this last homologation happens in these next couple of days. We have Eletronorte, something over 3 billion. The composition of the historic balance plus the update, we have an updated value of 33 billion, not accounting for the difference of 25 billion reais. We have these defects that are referenced here below for each of the companies, and we have to highlight 25 billion of consolidated operational revenue of Eletrobras. Here we have a cost that will be deferred with a deadline of 8.475 billion. The net revenue of 17 billion. Now we will do an evaluation. In this first moment, we have material services personnel. We will report in TMS in the next semester. At this moment, we are reporting the total growth of these three numbers of 19%. These two important highlights. First, the issue of personnel, 15% of growth, controlling naturally the increase in payments that happens in the second semester. This influences the rest of 2016. You can see all the numbers here incorporated, 15%. In materials, 14.8%. reflecting the economic momentum of the company, and in parts of services, an increase of 31%. In this line, we can compare with the last bit. We have a provision for payment of the services of investigation and costs of Electrobras. Most of the difference is detailed in the documents that we have available for the investor analysis. You can observe the numbers. This is due to the investigation works necessary from one side so we can make it viable, our opening at the New York Stock Exchange. And we are working with the perspective of concluding these investigation works at the beginning of September. So we can prepare here the arguments so we can have the accounting and our defense along with the New York Stock Exchange. Page 10, where we detail the provisions, the operational conditions. Here are three elements that you can highlight. Contingencies regarding the evaluation, 394 million reais regarding to the provisions of the compulsory loan, the owner's contracts, the main contribution for the preservation of equipment of Angra 3 power plant, and the reduction, basically everything is from Angra that has been lowered or dropped. We've had an increase in the provisions in the third quarter to over 3 billion. In this second quarter of 2016, the third, we observed that mainly in the semester evaluation, we will have an adequate provision of the onerous contracts of Angra and Belo. These are the main values that determine this variation. Now we will go to page 11. We'll have some considerations about the leveraging of the group. As you can see, our net debt adjusted, net debt, 18 billion, and the relation of this net liability with the EBITDA, we have an improvement of 10.4, still very far from what we want to have in the next quarters. These are very well leveraged. And we can have an investment program that is more rationalized. Below, we observe the profile of this debt, this liability. It reaches 45 billion reais. 58% of it is in reais, national currency, and the main indexes are placed on the left, highlight to the debt in CDI, 12 billion and 400, the 7 billion debt. These are the main ones. On the other side, our index debt is more than 9 billion in foreign currency, in dollars, and 2 billion 800 in the other currencies. Here is the first effort to show you the evolution of this debt. And we have a specific indexer for IGE. It's fixed. We have 13.2% of this debt. The difference, important difference, of the liquid debt to the total debt is the procedures that we have for RGR and the value of the revenues of Itaipu. Page 12, the analysis of the business segment so we can show clearly. An additional 625 megawatts liquid in the activity of generation totaling 46,016 megawatts, 24,004 concessions, non-homologated concessions, with differentiated prices, 13,000 in promulgated concessions. These are tariffs that are differentiated by the activities of operation and maintenance. Also, concessions on Law 132, which is those volumes of energy that are sold in the north of the country. And we have 5,000 megawatts, our participation in the SPS of generation. We have about 136 in the area of generation. Well, second element, more than 1,060 kilometers of transmission lines. Here is a detail of the extension, always above 230 kV in the basic network. We have concessions, thousands of kilometers in non-promulgated concessions, so Electrobras and its control and the companies that its control has differentiated tariffs that are higher, and 57,000 kilometers in promulgated concessions that will have a tariff. And now we have over 6,000 kilometers and participation in 41 SPS. On the right, we have our work in the quarter based on the 6 concessions. $4.2 million consumers, and these 6 concessionary companies, more than 250 kilometers in distribution lines. We serve these consumers in 459 cities. Page 3. The movement of the, we have a reduction in the market. At the stock exchange in Sao Paulo in New York. We have our shares in Brazil. We closed the year in 2015 with a market value and this movement we have over 100%. Our value at the stock exchange in São Paulo is over 18 billion reais. And we have an improvement in the volumes of shares, daily volumes of shares, an ATN of 1.6 and to 1.9. This is something important. Same behavior that we have in New York at page 14. We can see that the volume of shares is much less than we had last year. And we have here an important value of the shares per dollar. I believe that these show a positive perspective of the Eletrobras Group from this year on. I'd like to highlight two important things to finish our presentation. The first one is regarding the focus of Eletrobras reaching efficiency in the activities of generation and we have over 1 year in the activities of preparation for the negotiation. The second focus is the governance. The government wants to improve the corporate governance of its of the companies it controls. In the case of Odebrecht, we have satisfaction to say that we have extraordinary quality comparable to any private company in the world. We are very well recognized in the energy company. We have our Secretary of the National Treasury that is very well known. We have our representative of collaborators, Helena Rondal, that has helped us and counseled us in regards to the privatization issues. We have today the Adjunct Secretary of Energy, Han Zhao. He's a director of a bank that works at the Electrobras Group. We have the former president of the chefs participating, Vicente Componi, which supports us strongly, and these are all people that are part of the board of directors. Due to the quality that we have here represented, we have, in fact, a strategy that will have a wonderful council that will control the company. I would like to highlight that doing the recommendations that we've received over the last year, we have a consortium. We have a specialist in risk management and corporate governance, Carlos Baugi. He is the president of private companies here from the area of energy, and Bete, former president of companies in Rio de Janeiro. We have several people that are well known in the market. One of the presidents of one of the six distributing companies, Alexandre Danisky, that has been working with us for 2 years, and Armando Casado, he's our director, financial director, that has an enormous experience, and he's one of the people that knows the size of the challenges and how to solve them in the next days. I would like to finish and say that we've worked with the board of directors, and we will work on some directives that we've worked with strategic colleagues in the next couple of years. Here, the first issue is improving the business model and the management of the Grupo Eletrobras companies, restructuring the society structures. We have a structure that is very compartmentalized, is very big, very heavy, and it's very broad, with activities that recently we have managed the funds, and we have the programs that are managed by Eletrobras. We are in contact with the government. So here, our team is making a big effort to make our structure, operational structure, that it becomes more lighter, more focused on the businesses that we will work. We've received a lot of contribution of the international consultancy, and we've received these ideas, rationalizations, and in the from the societal standpoint, we've had some losses, but we are updating some structures, and we are evaluating the fiscal credits that we can use using these structures that are very big in the company, very large. The restructuring of the distribution of an electric energy is something that is very focused on the issue that we propose on that in the next month. We propose a plan for operations for the distribution and distributing companies of Eletrobras throughout the next 12 months. So it is validated by the agency and it has people that are prepared to do this, and we can concentrate to reestablish the deficit of cash flow that we have in each of the companies with a perspective of improving the operations efficiency. Only this can make the companies more profitable. These are concessionary companies that are located in regions of Brazil with a big potential for growth. On average, they grow more than the Brazilian average due to the increase of consumers in the market. These are important areas, and we have an operation that is needs to be more efficient from the other concessionary companies that are operated throughout Brazil in the distribution business. We have important challenges in cost reduction. I am talking about the four main costs. We have a lot of big structures that have not been optimized. There is a lot of potential in terms of rationalization of these costs. There is an issue related to the receipt of the indemnization and energy generation. The law that followed 1273, we've had following that the perfectioning of these issue of the transmission with RBSE that was closed. Everybody that was involved has worked along with ANEEL so we can have the promulgation of the two concessionaries that are left, CHESS and Eletronorte. And now, finally, Eletronorte and CHESS, we finish the work with the indemnizations of RBSE, but also we will have to produce reports to debate with the agency the cost of all the reports of all the concessionary companies that is involved, that are involved. This is an important data that can, through this recuperation, can replenish the liquid assets of the group. This is something that we need to focus. These are values that lack in the cash flow and in the daily operations, and that obviously can produce an effect of recuperation in terms of eliminating deficits that are caused and due to the insufficiency in the tariffs that is clearly observed. The other point is we see a platform of IT that needs to focus correctly in terms of RT systems. We have to implement this in all the companies. We've had a strong effort so we can standardize the systems, and with this standardization, we can make reality our shared services and so on and so forth. The effort now is to standardize the system so we can have another step and we can assemble operational, transactional operations in the financial and managerial aspects that are related to the corporate systems of the company. Clearly reviewing investments, now we have investments that are incompatible to our generation, and we have to work with ANIL to have more investments in the system, and we need to strengthen the management of the investments. These is in the context of SPS. Last night, we were talking an important data is that the group will continue to have investments where we have variations, whether if it's of the predicted values for our services or the deadline for the conclusion of the projects. Each of these impacts negatively the cash flow, and it's important that we have a more efficient governance of our SPS and our investments, as well as a management that is in a way that we can reach results, not only investments, but we can have revenue. I am very optimistic. We have very qualified people with a lot of information. We are working with the government, and we need to highlight the issue of governance has had improvements. The law 13313 has allowed for this. We are facilitating the processes. The minister has been somebody that is very close to the company in a way that it follows its main challenges and supports us in the solutions. Their entire team, the secretariats. So we have here the conditions that are very favorable, so we can, in fact, reverse this situation that is negative of Eletrobras, and seeing that the perspectives are very good. Here I finish the presentation. I thank you very much. In the last page, this is an important data. Here are the challenges for the company. We have to report the accounting in Bovespa and Dow Jones. This is a perspective that we will work with to improve our participation. I give you Armando and our colleagues of accounting, should you have any questions, and they can answer those questions. Now we will start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please type *9 in your device so we can release your question. Questions can be done in English. First question comes from Ms. Carolina from Banco Santander. Carolina, good afternoon. I'd like to, first of all, congratulate Wilson. It's good to talk to you. I have two questions today. First one, in regards to RBSE and the accounting that you had in this quarter, just to understand the reasons of the non-accounting, initial non-accounting accounting of the taxes, would it be more conservative to do this in a way of the taxes that were non-accounting? And we think that this item is very important. Second question is in this same issue. Once you have the public bid of ANIL, probably this year, and it's clearer the right to the reimbursement of this tax, we could see this reaccounting in the company. Thank you. Carolina, thank you for your question, for your wish of success, and I will give the word to Armando. Carolina. According to what was established in the publication 120, official publication, what we have is the gross up of PIS/COFINS, but we don't have this in the final accounting. As you can see, we highlight to us the provision of this tax and the social contribution, and what we have is to zero, what we have this applied, deferred at the act of the recognition of the revenue in the period that we will receive this revenue. As a public bid of ANIL, we have the official publication 120, but as a public bid, all the agents are going to discuss the possibility of including this in the public audience, but this is very remote because once you have this recognized, these taxes that are over the results and not the revenue, it would be very difficult to do a cross-up of the taxes over the revenue when it is a tax that is over the result, based on the result. I know that some agents have talked about this, but I think that what is fair is that this is a revenue that is recognized for the tributation at the moment that you are receiving them, respecting regarding the each year. Thank you. Next question from Mr. Kaique Vasconcelos from Citigroup. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. I have two questions. The recognition of RBSA has a strong profit. It has 5 or 6 payouts. With this, we can see the payment being deferred throughout time, whether if it's 2017, trying to preserve cash flow. It should only get into the third quarter. And my second question is regarding the Excelgi. The company said that there is going to be a deposit of to insure investors. What are the new stages for the new bid? What is the timing? How long does it take to have a public bid? And what is the proposal of the company so that the bid is successful? In regards to RBSE, in the same way that it was explained, the intention is that once we evaluate the result, annual, yearly result, and the effect of the revenue of the RBSA will be recognized in a way that we will receive it in a deferred way. Regarding CELG, the management bank, which is BNDES, it has, it's in the PND, and now it's going through a re-evaluation process, and the BNDES is the manager of the program that did the entire process of the hiring of the evaluators, and we'll do a review, and we will participate to establish a new schedule. It's important to highlight that differently from the former concessionaires that had the economic results, this is not the case of CELG. In regards to the changing in perspectives and growth of the company, of the country, we've had less interest than what we expected. We are doing a revaluation process that will be reconsidered, but it is a company that is prepared. It's one of the area of Seattle is a spectacular area. The agribusiness of Brazil, we have a great demand for energy, and it is prepared for this process. The reconsideration, this can be done quicker. We hope that it is done quicker, and we are hoping to expedite the privatization process. Well, just to complement the issue of RBSA, we hope that we're going to have the payouts, right? Just a minute. I'm going to ask Rodrigo, our accountant, that can explain a little bit more this idea. Kaique, good afternoon to all. In the case of the recognition by the controlled companies of Eletrobras, this effect was recognized at the controller company with its consolidated balances and the asset evidence. For the payment of dividends, we invoke the norm that is the revenue, non-realized revenue, that comes from the result of the equivalence of assets. So I have an economic effect on the result of the controllership, but I do not have that association with the cash flow that is going to be done in 8 years. What probably will happen is that the company will constitute the reserves of non-realized revenues. Thank you. Now we will have Ms. Barbara of Bank of America. Good afternoon. Thank you for the results. My doubt is in regards to the debt and leveraging of the company. This is one of the first times that we see this in the presentation. I would like to know, how do you see the perspectives for the end of the year? Do you have a level of debt that the company feels comfortable for to work in the rest of 2016, 2017? What is the level of leveraging? Well, Barbara, to talk about our situation today, financial situation, our debt is $45 billion. Since we have $5.9 billion of debt of RGR, which we have a counterpart in the Treasury, once we have this consolidated debt, we have a consolidated system, and we have a cash flow of $7.5 billion. Plus the financing in RGR, that is of Itaipu, basically, and the asset that we have in Itaipu, which is the correction of the values by the American inflation, we have a total debt, liquid debt, of 28 billion reais. The cash solution that we have for the end of the year, we have our condition, we are not going to the market. We're not, basically, we are working with the closing of our budgets based on the internal generation of cash flow. In regards to the investment budget, we should not realize the totality of the investment budget, as was commented by the president, but we know that our investment budget is 13 billion reais, and the realization, because the approved investment is approved legally, and historically, we've realized 80% of it, of the investments. But managerially, we're working with a smaller realization so we can adjust this to our cash flow for the next period. Just to complement, there is a set of deferments that, in regards to the moment of the market, can be renegotiated. This is one of the alternatives that we have, in such a way that we can modulate the investment. This seeking of the company at the level of leveraging that is lower than that. The net losses, what I understand is that if you look at the companies throughout the world, the business of generation and transmission is more of a leverage business. We are looking at 4, 5, 6 times would be more reasonable in an efficient operation, that if adequately placed adequately at the level of the board of directors, and we don't have fiscal efficiency. It's not adequate that we have a lot of expenditure. In this type of situation, we will need to work up ahead. The idea is that in the short term, besides the efficiency of our businesses, we need to work with the better evaluation of the schedule of our investments so we can see the effect of the privatizations and have a better result. And I can imagine that we can clearly get to at least five times. Thank you. Now we close the Q&A session. Now the speakers, Mr. Armando Carvalho de Araújo and Wilson Ferreira, for the final thoughts. Gentlemen. Just would like to thank all of you. And I would just like to thank for your participation and pay attention to our call of, this is my first call. We are going to make many more calls. I hope that in this way, we can this meeting was exceptional, and we can certainly work with the team to show that we have here a company that is not just the biggest one in Latin America, but that will provide the best service. And I understand that we have all the conditions to produce this. And at each of our calls, we will share challenges and solutions to the problems. And I am certain that we will overcome all of our challenges. Thank you very much. And congratulations to all that participated in this call. At this time, we close the teleconference of Eletrobras. We thank for your participation and have a nice afternoon.
Okay.